not just rural hospitals, but all hospitals are facing increased competition from other kinds of healthcare providers.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. It can be more difficult for Americans in rural areas to see a doctor. For example, distance becomes more of a factor the farther you get from our cities. So you can imagine what closing a rural hospital would mean for people living in its vicinity. The Department of Health and Human Services collects data on hospital closures across the country, and James Cosgrove, a director on our healthcare team, led a GAO report which analyzed this HHS data, looking for trends in rural hospital closures. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me, James.
Thank you for having me.
So what did you find out? Are rural hospitals more likely to close than urban or suburban ones?
The short answer is yes. We looked at a recent five-year period, 2013 to 2017, and we saw that 64 rural hospitals had closed. That's twice as many rural hospitals that had closed compared to the previous five-year period. And in contrast to urban areas, it was both a higher number of rural hospitals that were closed and a higher percentage of rural hospitals that were closed. If we look at geography, that they were disproportionately occurring in the south, and also the type of hospital mattered. So we found, for example, that for-profit rural hospitals were more likely to close relative to government-owned or not-for-profit rural hospitals.
Is there any insight as to why these hospitals are closing?
Well, the short answer is financial distress. So these hospitals were either making a loss or earning less money than the hospitals that remained open. And again, I mean, there are several things that come into play here. Hospitals, not just rural hospitals, but all hospitals are facing increased competition from other kinds of healthcare providers. And it's also during this time period that the rural population was declining. So again, I mean, that decreases the patient base for rural hospitals.
So it sounds like hospitals in certain categories have been more at risk of shutting down. Those that are in the South and those that are for profit have more closures. James, what's next?
We need to understand how have these closures affected access. So this report, we've learned something about the number of hospitals that have closed, where they've closed, and some of the factors that might have contributed. Now, rural areas are different from urban areas, as you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, in a number of important ways. There's a higher percentage of the elderly population, and they typically need more services. There's a higher percentage of individuals that have limitations because of chronic conditions. They need more healthcare services. And there tend to be lower household incomes. So rural areas are just different. So what we plan to do, and this is a follow-on work that we're just starting now, is look at this key issue. How have closures affected access?
Lastly, what do you believe is the bottom line of your report?
The bottom line is that 1 in 5 Americans right now live in rural areas. Many of those people who live there are particularly vulnerable to hospital closures. And what we saw is that in these areas, there was an increase in hospital closure that was higher than what they saw in the previous 5 years and higher than what we observed in urban areas. And so it's important to keep digging behind these questions. And the next one we're going to get to is, well, how has access been affected?
James Cosgrove is a director on our healthcare team, and he was talking about a report looking into trends in rural hospital closures. Thank you for your time, James.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.